This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, June 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. With inflation at the highest level in 40 years and interest rates on the rise, your personal finances have taken a beating on several fronts, not just your household budget, but also the investments you hold in your stock portfolio.
As the cost of input goods for companies go up, this compresses margins and leads to lower profits for companies where they cannot pass along these costs to the customers.
But not all stocks trend lower when inflation is rising. So which ones tend to be better investments? George Mason University finance professor Derek Horstmeyer has researched stock performance during times of high inflation. We'll talk with him about his findings after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Many of those high-flying stocks you bought before inflation took hold and the Fed began raising interest rates have come in for a hard landing. That might make you think there won't be any stock winners in this market, but today's guest says they're out there if you know where to look. Derek Horstmeyer is a professor of finance at George Mason University. He and his research team analyzed stock market data from several recent periods when inflation doubled in less than 24 months, including February of last year to March of 2022. To find sectors that outperformed others during rising inflation. And he's here to talk about what he found. Hey, Derek, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me here.
So, Derek, why is inflation such a strong influence on stock performance?
This is actually a really good question. Inflation affects our stock market for a multitude of reasons. First, as the cost of input goods for companies go up, this compresses margins and leads to lower profits for companies where they cannot pass along these costs to the customers. You can think of this happening in sectors of the economy where customers are very price sensitive, like consumer staple companies such as Walmart or Procter & Gamble. Second, as the costs of goods go up for the consumers, they have less disposable income to spend on things like going out to restaurants, trips abroad, or, you know, large new car purchases. This primarily drives down stock prices of companies in the consumer discretionary space, the travel space, and, you know, the large goods industries like car manufacturing and housing.
You know, Derek, another factor that's raised concerns about the economy is rising interest rates. The rise in rates has sparked volatility on Wall Street. When we hear that some industries are sensitive to interest rates, what does that mean?
The whole idea behind interest rate sensitivity is that as the Federal Reserve raises rates, this will naturally bring down the valuation of companies for a number of reasons, including the idea that borrowing costs to run a business are now higher. Some industries will fall more in value than others when interest rates go up. These most interest rate sensitive industries are typically thought of as tech and consumer discretionary. Since the start of the year, we've seen our most speculative and high-flying tech companies fall the most. This really is not just hit, you know, the companies with little revenue, but also some really well-known companies like Netflix are down 60% since the start of the year.
Now, traditionally, real estate has often been seen as a safe investment during times of economic volatility, you know, like we're in now. How does real estate fit into this period of rising inflation?
So yes, a lot of people say buy real estate when you see inflation ticking up because it's going to exactly track that inflation. What we observe when we actually look at the stock market is that real estate in the form of real estate companies, or what we call REITs, actually underperform most other sectors. The reason why is primarily because the interest rates that are going up affect the returns on these industries and these companies the most.
Okay, so what kinds of stocks are typically winners during high inflation?
What we observe is that when inflation ticks up, we see that energy companies and material companies, companies that are in the mining industry or in the commodities industry, tend to do very well. The reason why we see energy and materials companies do very well is because their revenues come from commodities for the most part. And when inflation is going up, it usually means commodity prices around the world are going up. You can think of wheat or oil, gasoline. All of these are commodities that tend to go up with inflation. So the companies that are producing these things tend to do well.
Now, earlier you mentioned that consumer discretionary companies are among companies that tend to struggle during inflationary periods. What are some other sectors that tend to do poorly during times like this?
We really see that when inflation spikes, that most sectors have negative returns. So included in this, we see healthcare, we see technology, even utilities falter during inflationary spikes. And the reason why we see healthcare on that list is, again, going back to the cost of borrowing. A lot of healthcare, and in particular pharmaceutical companies, have to borrow a lot of money. So when interest rates go up, this really affects their bottom line and causes their stock price to fall.
You know, Derek, going back to consumer discretionary stocks for a moment, I can understand why they wouldn't do well during this period. Inflation might cause people to pull back on extra spending. But why are consumer staples, you know, everyday consumer products, why are they not a safe bet?
Again, you would think that safe things like consumer staples or utilities would do well in times of market panics or market inflation like this. But you got to remember that what is driving this inflation is a lot of commodity prices going up. So if commodity prices are going up, these consumer staple companies have lower margins because they have very price-sensitive consumers. So consumer staple companies, during inflationary spikes, their profit margins go down, and therefore their stock price tends to go down.
And Derek, the way that inflation and rates have wreaked havoc on the market could cause people to hit the sell button. What does your historical data tell you about market recovery and investors, you know, more or less waiting out the storm?
What we see is that markets tend to plummet or fall about 20 to 30% leading up to a recession. I think right now, most market participants are pricing in a recession, you know, maybe around the beginning of 2023. And we've already fallen about 20 to 25%. So I don't think, based on historical data, I don't think we're going to fall too much further if past experiences informs what we're having right now. So I would tell most investors out there not to hit the sell button because the market's already factored in a lot of what this bad inflation data is showing us. And further, the number one, you know, killer of retail investors or regular investors' long-run returns is trying to time the market. It's one thing that's just kind of innate to every person. You want to try and time the market. Data shows that on average, a retail investor will lose about 2% of their portfolio every year in returns trying to time the market. So what we do see is that, you know, when stock markets plummet 25% like they have over the past 4 months, they tend to recover pretty quickly within the next 9 to 12 months. So getting out and trying to time when the exact bottom is never a fruitful activity for the average retail investor.
All right, that's George Mason University finance professor Derek Horstmeyer. Derek, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me here.
And that's your Money Briefing. Before we go, a quick programming note. We'll be off on Monday in honor of Juneteenth, but we'll be back on Tuesday with a new episode. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.